a little intro about myself. This voice, we'll call myself this voice. A little intro about by myself. Texas born, Texas raised. Never left Texas, never planned to. Started watching sports when I started gaining conscience of what life is by the age of 4. When I started understanding. Favorite sport is football. Then it probably goes baseball. And then I think I put basketball at third. Hockey's at the bottom of the list for me. I watch hockey only time when it's playoff time. But that's really it. Love college. Love college sports. Went to a Division II college. Graduated. Working full time in that degree that I got. But that's all. That's all I want to say about me. A little bit of background. What about yourself?
Well, I will be, as of right now, I guess, voice number 2. From Texas, well-traveled, in the United States at least. We're working on the international. But, yeah, we met at the same college.
Yeah, we met in...
Cal 1, remember that
Cal
day?
Cal 1.
I got a 60 on that first exam, and I had to desperately look over at your paper to see what the hell did I do wrong, because I swear I could have gotten at least a 90. But,
whatever. And you're like, let me see what
it's
this...
It's funny how that started.
Mexican did.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, because I needed someone that was at least on my level. But here we are 7 years later. Has it been 7 years?
Damn.
Yep.
Really?
Yep, it's been.
Because, that was 2017?
2016, 2017, yeah. Man. Yeah, it's been that long.
Damn, man. Ever since. We had 3 more, like, math classes to get after that. Mm-hmm. You remember that one, I think it was Cal 2. We took Cal 2 in Road Hall
with Dr.
Yeah, with Dr.
Dr. Wu, rest in peace.
Dr. Wu, yeah, that story is crazy.
Rest in peace, yes.
That story is crazy.
Yeah.
Short story on that. Basically, he always said was after him.
Oh my God, we're going to pause right there because we're not about to get canceled on pilot number 1.
Okay.
What did we talk about in the show notes?
I'll just beat that up. Okay. He was worried that these people were after him. Right. And one day he went missing, and his son kind of reached out to the college that his father was missing. And it led to this whole case where he was last seen at this gas station. He took out X amount of money. Then they found his car down the road, and then they found him on the beach where he was pronounced deceased. And that all happened in a week. That was crazy. Yeah. But, all right, anyway.
We were in that class together with that professor. I completely bombed the first test. You told me to stick it out, and somehow, some way, ended up out of that class. In the summertime, would it be Cal 2? That's pretty remarkable. But, we just getting through college and getting through life, we went through a journey together, and I abandoned you right at the start of the pandemic, and I left your ass in Texas.
Oh, Doc, you went all the way to the East Coast.
Thank God for sports, because I think for us, man, guys, and especially for the way me and you grew up, we need that for our sanity. We need that for our sanity.
I mean, sports during COVID was huge. I remember just watching the NFL draft. They had that COVID where the commissioner did it from like his house, right? But just seeing that was like a little sense of normality.
The only thing that I remember really from that was CeeDee Lamb taking that phone away when his name was called.
Yeah. Dude, is he? I don't know if he's even still with.
Oh, come
with,
on. You know damn well. Girl. You know damn well. Come on, man. And he just got that contract. He probably got another one now.
Yeah. Because of our love of sports and always talking about it in multiple sports and always giving our takes, our opinions, wanting to hear what we think about this topic and stuff, that's, we decided why not just put it on tape.
No, but okay, so but let's be honest, though, because I think this is one thing that we haven't actually discussed in the show prep. Do we care for under 18-year-olds to listen? Because I'm too much of an adult, and I struggle to censor myself.
I don't care, dog. I was watching Robot Chicken at the age of 9.
Oh, no wonder you're damaged.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was watching shows I wasn't supposed to at a young age. You know, and if you know, it's their choice. Whatever they want to listen to, right? It's a podcast. We're not a video yet. Yet, we're only audio based. Wherever you're listening from, but
from your favorite listening source.
I wouldn't say our target based is kid friendly. Let's say that. Let's be honest. We're not.
I already said it's hard. I have a hard time censoring myself. That was me being honest.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why we're not kid friendly is because we're gonna be drinking during this podcast and every podcast.
Speaking of that, what you got in your cup right now?
Yeah. So I decided to chill my cup in the freezer for about an hour. Got those big old square ice cubes, and I decided just to keep it simple. I'm drinking a Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke. All right.
Jack and Coke.
See, maybe I'm a little bit more, how should I say, Jack is a little bit too low on the bottom shelf for me. I go for a Woodford Coke right now. That's what's in my cup. And
You just want some more hair in your chest is what you're saying.
Man, it is about to get cold up here. Gotta stay warm.
You just want something that's going to give you a little tingle when you take a gulp.
Oh, man, just a little bit on the inside, you know, just whatever works, whatever goes straight to the liver. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what, that's the thing, you know, every single episode after this, that's probably be our first segment, is what we're drinking, what's in the cup. That's what the segment should be, what's in the cup.
In the cup, man, look at that. See, that's why I said, don't take notes, don't do any scripts. Just let everything just come out, because...
Yeah,
let
everything flow.
Okay, pause.
Nah, resume.
Oh, my God.
There's no pause in this.
Oh, shit. Well, we're over here bullshitting about all this, man. We didn't even really give another preview of the main idea of what we want to bring you, and we just had week one of college football, the first full season. I don't really care for that. How do you feel about week zero? How do you feel about that?
There's a reason why it's called zero, because there's zero viewers. there's no point. I think the only ranked team that played was Florida State.
Oh, do we want to go there?
No, they lost to Georgia Tech.
No, I'm gonna go there. This is the same crew that literally was going to freaking Congress complaining about the CFP. Like, did they not? They was really going really far just because they felt left out.
Let's be honest. Week one is almost like week zero.
It is.
Week one is just counts.
Like Ole Miss playing Furman.
The 76-0?
That sounds like the Stephen F. Austin game.
Nope. Yeah. Ole Miss and Furman was 76-0.
That was 76-0?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, yep. So I didn't see the score on that. Again, my point is that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I do hate about college. Like, I get it, these small schools get a check. But, like, every year, Alabama and Auburn plays these cupcake-ass schools right before they play each other in the Iron Bowl. It's always Alabama versus the Citadel or Tennessee Martin or literally some scrub school. And if I was a player on that team, I would be completely disrespected. Knowing the schedule that they played up to that point and who's coming after us, and you're going to schedule us in between. Like, I'm not just coming there to collect a check. I'm coming there. I hope I injure your quarterback. I'm gonna be straight up. I'm going for the knees. if I get tossed out.
I'm here to make, you know, try to get my name out there on something.
Something, man.
On like, something, not just NFL, 76-0.
If the NFL don't take me, WWE will. Shit.
But I think in the Ole Miss game, there was one guy had like 3 carries, 2 touchdowns, 70 yards.
It's almost like stupid. The head coach is playing NCAA in real life.
Yeah, on varsity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing NCAA on varsity and just...
That's what I feel like doing at UNLV.
Nonstop. Anyway. But speaking of Stephen F. Austin, they were up 70-0 at half.
Yeah.
At halftime.
You are a head coach.
Yes, I am.
What do you tell your team at halftime when it's 70-0?
Transfer portal. do you know what they did in the second half? Five minute quarters.
Yeah, that wasn't just
five
that.
5 minute quarters. It wasn't just that. Dog, they don't get it in high school.
It was 5 minute running clock.
Oh, dog, that's literally NCAA time.
Yeah.
But yeah, how many fantasy leagues are you in? Just one?
Just the one that I'm running. And our draft will be tomorrow.
I'm in three this year. Like every year. I mean, I'm always in at least three.
Last year I was in two. This year I'm just doing this one. So
I got my family league, my work league, and an R league.
Which neither of us has won yet, because if it wasn't for my sister become turning into a mad scientist and me...
Your sister has too much time to be looking at all these stats. She made the most moves last year, I think. It was either her or your dad.
Yeah, well, they didn't help my dad much, but don't forget those sweats I let in for my last job.
I know. Well, see, with your dad, a diehard New York fan. Like, I remember when we first started, this man drafted Daniel Jones, like, in the second round. And from that on, I was like, I think I got this. I think I'll dominate. Which I do every year, most points, but I just can't.
Yeah, that's crazy how that works. You lead in most points, but you also points against. Is usually the other player's highest score.
I am. And that's just... unfortunate. You know? It's fantasy football. You know? I can put up points, but if my opponent, their team just has a good week that week, they give them that prep talk that they needed to show up and show out, and that's what they did, and, you know, that's just how it is. Yeah. But anyway, moving on to more fantasy talk, I want to get into more fantasy, because I already did two of my drafts already, and I got my third and final.
I'm going receiver number one. So I'm not telling.
I've drafted Tyreek Hill in both of my leagues in the first round, and I'm looking to go 3-for-3. I'm gonna go heavy receiver, and I think I've always gone heavy receiver.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I think everyone is.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good receivers, you know, and in reality, in running backs, it's Christian McCaffrey, and then there's a drop.
Got the ESPN. They got the rankings. So obviously, CeeDee Lamb is number one for everybody. But, I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb. I'll just go through the top 10. You got CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek, Amon-Ra, Jamar, Justin, AJ, Puka, Garrett, Chris, and Devontae.
The one that I seem that's a fraud is Chris Olave.
Yeah.
You know?
Because who's his quarterback?
Derek Carr.
Exactly.
You know, that one is just... When you put him up there... I get it. Devontae's old. I think he's 30 now.
Yeah, you would think he'd be past.
But...
Here's what's surprising to me. They got Ayuk at number 21.
For a $120 million guy, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, all right, here's who's above him. He's at 21, so I might as well just go ahead and read off 11 through 20. You got...
Yeah.
They got a rookie who's never played a snap in the league yet. Can you name him?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Number 11. Number 12, another junior, Michael Pittman, which he's disappointed in the past couple of years. Mike Evans, from a fantasy perspective.
Mike Evans is low-key one of the greatest receivers that we've ever seen in this generation.
Big body, this man has big hands, speed, agility, durability, played with shit quarterbacks, kind of like Andre did. So basically, go ahead.
Yeah.
13 was Mike Evans. 14, Drake London. Mm-hmm. Trash. 15, Nico. Underrated. Yeah, okay. 16, DK. Yeah. 17, Devontae. 18, Debo. Underrated. 19, Jalen Waddle. And then 20 is Stephon. So, and then after that, they got the $120 man. This is ESPN, by the way. My top five in my football watching career, as I am going to be 31 in a couple weeks, I will say.
Okay. Everyone you pick, I'm going to rate out of 10.
All right. AP is on that list. 10. And now, this is in no particular order. I'm just going to go one.
Sure. Sure.
So, AP.
Uh-huh. 10.
Arian Foster.
6.
Now, is that straight up off football, or are you just hating on Houston?
No, it's a 5 if you keep talking. No, it's off football. He had a good couple years, but I mean that's really all I can say. You know,
that's all you can ask for out of a running back.
Yeah, because once they hit that 28, you know, year season. 28-year-old season, it's pretty much downhill, but not for AP. But anyway, sorry, 6.
Derrick Henry.
7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because, I mean, he's doing everything AP did, but bigger.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I'll bump it to like a 7.9.
But. Okay, all right. Well, let's see. Let's ask safeties if they agree with you. Let's ask free safeties, you know.
No, they'll say 7.9 because that's how much feet they stay away from him when he breaks into the second level.
Yeah, because no one tries to tackle him anymore.
No, dog, you think he's fast enough to go 99 yards? No. No one wanted to tackle him. Against Jacksonville, I think he's stiffed arm like Miles Jack. One of the linebackers or one of the linebackers, and then he just took off.
Yeah, stiffed arm him into retirement.
You're telling me only one linebacker could catch him?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Nah.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's your number four?
Number four. I would probably want to put Sean Alexander on that list.
Okay, I'm gonna get that 8.5.
I probably want to put him on that list because he had a special, he had a good run with Seattle. And last but not least, I gotta go with our boy from Texas, TCU Proud, and I think you know who I'm going with on that.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer, just pure class at the running back position.
You know, before you say this, I actually went to a football camp I got invited to at TCU, and I got to meet him and shake his hand, and I went to go take a picture with him, and my dad jumped in the pitch on the other side.
Had the photo bomb. So,
yeah.
So you got a picture with him.
I have that picture of him right in front of me right now on my desk.
He just played the position so beautifully. Like, it's the longevity of his career and the way he ran.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's...
Pass, too.
Yes. And dual threat.
Yep.
Like, shame that... They had that 14... Was he on that team that went 14-2 and lost and went 1-1? It was against the Patriots in that playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, that was when he won MVP, I think, that same season.
So when he put up like 27 touchdowns or something
ridiculous. Yeah, something ridiculous for a running back. In that time.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the man without naming the man for about 2 minutes. Go ahead and name him.
Sir.
If the listeners haven't guessed.
Come on. We will hope that our listeners will have to have guessed by now. I mean, we just go ahead and say, whatever. We already know it's Sir LaDainian. So, like, yeah, I had to give him his respect, like just like the Europeans give the respect to the king. Like that man was different.
LT, man. He was the LT after LT.
He was the LT after LT.
You know what I'm saying? He was RLT.
Shit, like
that. Your top five, I'm giving it an 8-6. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Give me yours.
But I think mine's going to blow yours out of the water.
All right.
And I'm going to get the two out of the way that mimic yours, right? Adrian Peterson and LaDainian Thompson. Okay. Those two, I 100% agree with you on top five. Number three, though, I'm going to go newer, fresh, and put C-Mac in there. The white version of LT, LaDainian Thompson.
Gotta give him his props.
I have to, man.
I mean, I seen him playing at Stanford. Like, he was good. I knew he was going to be special.
Oh, man. You know,
it was just in him. You saw it.
Yeah, it's in his blood. Literally, his father, his brothers,
their entire family, dude. Even the women in the family are athletes.
You
know what I'm saying?
And then guess how old he is.
He's got to be at 30 right now. He's been in the league.
He's 28.
Jesus Christ, his body's already beat up because he's been injured for a minute.
He has been, I feel like he's been playing for so long. He's 28.
Yeah.
But this is the dude that gets those thousand seasons. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
1,000 rushing yards, 1,000 receiving yards.
Same dude that broke the market for running backs in contracts, but yeah.
If he could get 100 receptions in a year, too.
Yeah.
And he's done it twice. The man is just, like, he's the reason why he's number one pick in fantasy every year.
Can you believe I actually complained when I somehow auto-drafted number one for him last year because something happened with my app? And this is, I'm on a record. I actually was bitching about it. Because I said, why the hell do I want this damaged goods as number one? I ended up trading him. And I ended up helping one of the... I fucked up all last year. And it was because I thought the trade was going to work. Like, oh, man. I feel like I'm about to get crucified once this gets out. That.
Oh, you will. You will. You traded number one running back for the past 4 years? What's wrong with you? But going on to my number four.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't notice, or a lot of people should notice, man. But a lot of these younger listeners aren't going to know him. Steven Jackson.
I can't believe I didn't name him. But he was so
easy to talk about.
He's so easy to forgotten because the Rams sucked all those years.
You want to talk about a unit? This man was like, to put it into perspective for if people somehow don't know him, he was Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he was. Then. He was like a shorter Derrick. Not really that short, but... Like,
no, he's 6'2".
Dude.
That man was a train. Him and Derrick Henry are like literally the same size. I think Derrick Henry might be a little bit faster.
Yeah, and I have an honorable mention once you give me your last pick. Yeah. But yeah, Steven Jackson, good respect for that.
When I used to use him wherever the man was with Vince Young
06,
on the cover,
06, yeah.
Dog, I would just use him because of his trucking every single time. I would draft him. I used to love doing franchise mode and do like the redraft.
Yeah.
I would draft him every single time. Number five, CJ2K, Chris Johnson. As the commentators used to say, run away from the cop speed. And now they have to stop saying that because they didn't want to get canceled.
Yeah, I don't
want to
get canceled.
But talk about get away from the cop speed. Dog, if he saw open grass, he was in the end zone.
Yeah.
That man.
I remember that.
He held the 40 record forever.
It's not a bad list. Not a bad list. And I got an honorable mention.
Go ahead and name your honorable mention, then we'll go ahead. End it on this.
It'd be a perfect way to end it. And shout out to the old Bucks in their first Super Bowl. But A-Train was just a freaking menace. I still look at the highlight videos of him just running through everybody and just seeing his jersey just being ripped off because dudes literally just cannot grab a hold of this guy. Because, first of all, he's trucking right through you. You're not stopping him. Why would you even get in front of him? And then he had speed.
Yeah, even though he was listed as a fullback, he could move.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame yet. It's really a shame.
Nah.
But nah, he was a joy to watch.
That one's good. That one's good. But this is our episode zero. Our week zero. Right. That's what this episode is, but in the future you can expect us to recap NFL weeks as NFL goes on. This carries on to NBA. We'll recap NBA. We'll recap MLB. Maybe even dabble in hockey. And then we're going to sprinkle in some sports quizzes to test our knowledge and our analytics and see how well we are. And then more drinking.
Yeah. I'll probably win most of those quizzes, but yeah.
I think you'll win the majority of the general quizzes. I think you have more general knowledge than me, especially in hockey.
Oh, thank you for calling me smarter.
I think I called you more general. I think that's what I called you.
No, you're insinuating the fact that I have more knowledge, which equates to being smarter. So, yes, thank you. Yes, so we're going to go ahead and we're just going to just look forward to the next episode. So I feel like this was a good one. I feel like we can go ahead and keep this moving. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this football season, man. I'm ready to get going.
Oh, man. We're all ready. I just want to say thank you guys for listening. And I hope you listen to the next one. We'll see you later.